This is Rod Meadsberry, digital editor for the Shambhala Sun, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. Readers of the Shambhala Sun will likely know Sharon Salzberg. She's one of the foremost teachers of meditation and loving-kindness practice today. So what's she up to lately? Well, she has a new book called Real Happiness, and she's about to head to Hawaii to teach, and you can join her via a Pay What You Can online service. She joined me on the phone to discuss it all. Sharon, thank you for joining me. I know that right now you are also in Massachusetts and you are rather cold.
It's rather cold.
It is rather cold, but you are on your way to paradise. Can you explain?
Well, when I came last night into my house in Barrie, and not in the house, but outside, it was 7 degrees. So, so it's rather cold. I'm going to Hawaii to lead a retreat along with Ram Dass and Krishna Dass and other friends, different yoga teachers who were providing yoga instruction in the early morning and throughout the day.
So the name of the retreat is Open Your Heart in Paradise.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Well, I think I've known Ram Dass and Krishna Dass, for one thing, since January of 1971. When I went to do my very first meditation retreat in Bodh Gaya, India, and they were there. So they're very old friends and of course, extraordinary people, and it's all a matter of the heart with both of them, Ram Dass through his teaching, Krishna Dass through his teaching and chanting, and of course, my great love is loving-kindness meditation, and so we have a tremendous time together, and Ram Dass himself has not left the island of Maui, I think, for quite some years, where he's done a great deal to recover his health, so that's wonderful. And so what are you going to do? You just got to go there to see him. So
you'll be on Maui, and you'll be joined by real live participants, but other people can actually participate online via streaming, is that correct? Through ISO Guru. And what kind of experiences should participants expect?
I hesitate to use the word love fest, but I mean, I think one thing that I've always appreciated when I've studied with people or practiced with people is when there's a genuine, warm, and loving relationship and respect between the people guiding us, and I think you know, we have a chance to be together with some of the great people who are coming, and in a funny way, even with the people participating online, it's just a kind of coming together that's really wonderful. So I think I am being webcast twice. I think two of my teaching sessions on different aspects of loving-kindness meditation for ourselves and for others, and Krishna Dass, of course, chanting, and Ram Dass teaching as well.
Beautiful. Now, Sharon, you also have a new book called Real Happiness, The Power of Meditation. I'm wondering what you can tell me, how is this book different from other works we may be familiar with?
Well, I tried to write it in such a way that it was hopefully completely accessible and open and inclusive. It's really not Buddhist per se, but written in a language that is really about everyday life and people's experiences from everyday life. So I'm excited about it.
No, it's actually a 28-day program. How does that function? How will someone who picks up the book interact with the book? There's also a CD, I understand.
Yeah, there's some guided meditations on the CD. Well, we're going to hopefully utilize the book in a way so that people, especially people who've never been able to establish an ongoing practice, will feel the unfolding of that in a supportive way. And so it can begin with a few minutes of being with the breath and then expand to experimenting with walking meditation and loving kindness meditation. So I do think of it as an experiment. It's a chance for people to explore. And even if you have meditated before, I think it can just provide a structure, which we can all use.
So the idea is that it's almost like if you follow the 28-day program, you'll almost internalize the structure.
Right. I think that's, and my goal always is that people will either emerge from a retreat or a program like this with a much greater confidence in their ability to continue on a practice if they choose to do that, so that they really have a sense of what to expect and what not to expect, and especially in the ways in which we can be so hard on ourselves, thinking, as many people say to me, well, I can't meditate, I can't stop thinking, and really the goal is not to stop thinking or to only have beautiful, sweet thoughts, but to be able to relate differently to everything that comes our way. And so having that kind of clarity and that kind of confidence, I think, will really allow someone to continue the practice.
What a wonderful thing. Sharon, thank you so much. Congratulations on your book, and have a lovely time in Maui and a safe trip. And thanks for talking to me.
Great. Thanks so much.
That was Sharon Salzberg joining me on the phone before heading off to the Open Your Heart in Paradise teaching she'll be leading in Maui along with Ram Dass and Krishna Dass. To follow that event online via a Pay What You Can service, visit Esoguru, that's ESOGURU.com. You'll find a new Q&A with Ram Dass in the January 2011 Shambhala Sun, and of course you'll find plenty more of Sharon Salzberg in the Shambhala Sun online archives. This is Rod Mead Sperry. Thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.